a 3-time Super Bowl champion, a 13-time Pro Bowler, and part of the 95.7 The Game family, Jerry Rice, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Look, I just say let those guys put the gloves on, you know, Durant, and let them box it out, man. It's okay.
You know what? This is exactly one of the reasons we were so excited to talk to you today, because you have had success at all levels. You've also been through adversity. You've played for a variety of teams. You've seen it all in your career. This situation, how does this strike you when you hear all the news coming out of the Warriors? Is this something that can be solved?
Well, you know, when everything is going just right, you know, I think the Warriors, that team is, they have been perfect. And they got so many great players on that basketball team. And you need a little turmoil. You need this to happen with the team. But, you know, I remember old Charles Haley. Charles Haley used to take guys to this little park. And if they had something that they needed to hash or work out, you know, they would handle that at that park. So, you know, I think with Draymond, also Durant, let them put the gloves on. Let them go for, you know, a couple rounds or something like that and just resolve it.
KD with the reach advantage, but Draymond probably a little bit tougher on the inside there. Jerry Rice breaking down boxing here on 95.7 The Game. Is it now where we are with younger athletes to where these things can't get resolved because of all the social media and all the feelings being hurt? Is it a different era now for these resolutions?
Well, yes, it's a totally different era now. And, you know, a lot of stuff can happen on Twitter, on, you know, Instagram, you know, social media, and a lot of guys, you know, they can't let it go. So, you know, the world really done changed a lot now, and a lot of people are voicing their opinion on social media, and it's unfortunate, but when you have a great team like that, you know, everything is not going to go smoothly. You just got to fight through that adversity and still look at the, you know, the big picture, you know, winning that championship.
No question, Jerry. You talked about, you know, being in the league and seeing so many things. I played with Ricky Jackson and Pat Swilling and Von Johnson. I've seen guys fight. You see things happen.
Oh, yeah.
And City Champ wasn't no punk. I mean, a dude pulled a knife on me and training camp. I mean, these guys have no idea how just sports and how these the tempers fly. Why is now this new generation sensitive? We've seen guys handle certain things, and I understand, is it because now more the people get to know outside? Because in our day, guys would fight, no one necessarily hear about it. Do you think the biggest thing is because it's out there in the public? Is that why guys can't get over it?
No, I think these players are just entitled now. And it's no matter. We had to earn everything back in the day, Lo. You had to earn being on that football field. You had to earn your salary and all that. And these guys are being paid so much money now that they're going to be on the court or on the football field no matter what. Even if they really don't practice hard during the week, or if they don't have a good showing, they're still going to be on that football field. So it's just a whole different type of generation of guys now. And you got to be able to, you know, just hash it, move on, you know, look for the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal for us, you know, as the San Francisco 49ers, it was winning championships. And, yeah, we had people in the locker room we didn't like. You know, we had adversity going on, but we dealt with it in-house. And I think we were able to, you know, still go on the football field and, you know, just win football games and win championships.
Jerry Rice is presented by the 2019 U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Tickets available at usopen.com. Be there. Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How important, how critical is the coach's role in all of this? Bill Walsh, George Seifert, all the guys, how would they have handled something like this?
Oh, it's very important, you know, and it's almost, you got to have that alpha dog. And you look at Bill Walsh, you look at George Seifert, those guys, they knew how to deal with certain situations. And but they left it up to the players to work it out in the locker room. So it's going to be up to the players of, you know, the Golden State Warriors to work this out. And, I don't know if KD going to be around next year or what his plans are right now. But right now the main goal is to just focus on that championship and trying to get another trophy.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game with great breakdown of the Kevin Durant, Draymond Green incident. Tonight we do have a spectacular football game on the docket, Kansas City at the L.A. Rams. Is this the kind of game when you were a player and you were having a dominant regular season, did it feel like almost a Super Bowl preview sometimes?
Yeah, tonight is a statement night. And I'm sure the players are looking at it that way. And, you know, KC, they got a lot of, you know, they got so many talented players on that side of the ball. And I'm sure they want to come out, they want to make a statement. But also the Rams, they need to make a stand themselves. So I'm looking for fireworks tonight. I'm looking for fantastic football. And the best team is going to win tonight on Monday Night Football. And I always wanted to make a statement on Monday night. I wanted, you know, to let the defense know that, hey, look, you guys are going to have a hard time, you know, trying to cover me or try to stop this offense. You know, we're going to put points on the board, and we're going to go for the throat. We're going to go for the juggler. And that was very important on Monday Night Football because that's your opportunity to make a statement.
And when you're talking about that, especially for the Rams, when you think about the guys that they have on that defense, how many they have, so many superstars supposedly on that defense. And right now they haven't been playing at that superstar type of level. Who do you give the edge to tonight? Would you have to side with Wade Phillips in that defense because the talent's there? Or do you think Kansas City can find a way to overcome with their
problems? I mean, I give it to KC. And, you know, what that quarterback is doing, Mahomes, it's just unbelievable. You know, he's making good decisions. He's not holding on to the ball. He got great weapons where he can, you know, just spread the ball around. And he doesn't have to put that additional pressure on himself to win the football game. You know, they win by committee. And I think that's why this team is so scary right now. And their defense is not that bad also. So, you know, I give the edge to the Kansas City Chiefs tonight to win this football game.
All right, Jerry, two tough questions for you coming your way. First and foremost, Patrick Mahomes made a lot of news last week. He said he liked putting ketchup on his steak, but then he also said he liked putting ketchup on his mac and cheese. This has caused a divide within this great country. Do you put ketchup on your mac and cheese?
No, I do not put ketchup on my mac and cheese.
Very reasonable.
No. But, you know, I think I know where you guys are going with this. You guys are getting ready to hit me with something, you know, something real crazy, off the wall, right?
Well, not too off the wall. It's a fight we have as family members every year on this program at this time of year. We want to put it up to you because you're the great one and because you're going to be on this show, MasterChef Junior, which I want to talk about in just a second.
Yeah.
Is gravy, gravy, is it a condiment or is it a side dish?
It could be both.
Jerry, there's no playing the fence, Jerry.
Jerry, you're the greatest of all time for a reason. You're a playmaker.
Hey, they used to ask me.
Say it, Jerry. It's a condiment.
Steve Young. I said both, okay?
Yeah, that's actually pretty smart right there when you think about it. All right, so tell me about MasterChef Junior. This is going to be something you're on with Emmett Smith. It's a celebrity showdown. Terrence Howard from Empire.
Yeah.
Eric Stone Street from Modern Family. What's going on here?
Yeah, Jordan Ramsey gave us the opportunity to come on MasterChef with the Juniors, and it was an experience of a lifetime. So much fun, but a lot of stress because it's like once you start cooking, you know, that's it, and you got to put that meal together. And I think we cooked for, like, the first responders. I think it was over, you know, about 20 meals that you had to prepare in a certain length of time. So it was a lot of pressure. It was fun. It was a great experience. I got a chance to go back up against, one of the guys that probably is one of the best running backs to ever play the game, you know, with Emmitt Smith. But we had a great time, and you know, it was for a good cause.
Jerry, is there chitlins being featured in Hog Maws?
No chitlins or anything like that. You know, I prepared this real nice filet truffle macaroni and cheese with some carrots and all that. So, you know, I sort of like know how to cook now.
Okay.
So it's like I don't mind going in the backyard and jumping on the grill and, you know, steaks, chicken, you know, pork chops, stuff like that. I have to invite you guys over and I can feed you guys.
We would love that, Jerry.
Love that, Jerry. Thank you very much.
You have ketchup for the mac and cheese, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, Lo, I'm sure you would love it, Lo.
You know I would, baby. Give me a nice steak. You know I'm there, Big J.
Lo, anywhere you can get a free meal.
Jerry!
Yeah.
Jerry!
Sounds about right. Hall of Famer.
Talking
three-time
Jerry.
Super Jerry. Bowl champ, 13-time Pro Bowler, the great Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, have a happy Thanksgiving. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
Hey, same to you guys. Don't eat too much now, all right?